Hi there, and welcome to Nika's Nuggets, where we sort through the happenings of life in search for the pebble in your shoe, the bears on the road, and the beliefs that keep you from moving swiftly along your path. Self-care, mental health, spirituality, and more nuggets to be found on the road forward. Are you coming? Erotic love and lust are incredibly powerful manifestations of the intersection of desire with private. Just as money is a very powerful manifestation of the intersection of desire with public. Money, as you may already know, is transferable debt, meaning that it has no real purpose without its ability to be transferred to a third party. Now, three is a crowd, and a crowd makes it public, right? And it is money's connection to value that ties it to the energy of desire. Meaning, if you were to put those two together in the private, you would be having group sex. Another way in which erotic love and money are alike is that they are both inseparable from receiving. Subconsciously, we construct a lot of obstacles and walls to prevent ourselves from receiving anything, because it requires us to fully know and embrace ourselves. These obstacles that we create are tied to patterns of egoic self-rejection, and until we uncover and solve those, we will keep meeting these reflections in our outer world. Now, to be able to receive devotional love from another person, we need to fully embrace all aspects of ourselves, right? You need to love yourself before you love another. And it is the same, as it turns out, with money. Any rejection of any part of your soul, regardless of its purity or lack thereof, will result in a psychic block to receiving that part of the soul's experiential reciprocals in the world. Meaning that it can't grow and evolve when it is never reflected back or worked on or with. So in other words, if we reject our own darkness, we can also never receive love for that darkness from another. And if we reject aspects of ourselves to do with money and its shadows, it will be very difficult for us to receive and enjoy and fully have money. Now, we tend to think that in order to receive money or romantic love, you need this really strong sense of worth or value when it comes to yourself and what is given by the other. And it is actually wrongfully so, because worth is a concept that is based in separation. There has to be a correct counterpart or a number of counterparts, an equal. But receiving comes from unity, from your needs being met. It is already there. And this is where the idea that for proper manifesting, you need to believe it's already yours comes from. To receive what you desire, you need to stop watching the desire and rather look for unity, the feeling of being united, together, whole, with, rather than longing for. Now, remember a few episodes back when we started talking about money and the animate universe? Well, when we experience the entire universe as animate, including every atom, every cup of tea, and debit card as part of its body, it almost naturally leads to experiencing life as the soul's lover. How? Because in a universe where everything is living, we are in constant psychic and physical contact with some part of the universe's body. And our desires are wrapped up in all of our interactions with it. And just like a skilled lover may withhold temporarily what you want to create a bigger response of ecstasy, the universe not giving you what you want is the foundation of its erotic skill. Which is very cool to know. But how does one feel or experience it? By practicing relating to the world at large as a souled being. Now, all the soulful and kinky connection to money in the world won't help deny or escape the reality of the huge wealth inequality that exists in our world today. And the way we're speaking about money as this intelligent spiritual entity, the question quickly arises, does money just favor a handful of people then? And why particularly these people? And the answer to that is that money doesn't favor anyone. Money needs to flow from hand to hand. Remember, there is no purpose beyond it being passed to a third party. The people that wield this power, wielded over her as much as us, they have just gotten very good at trapping money and keeping it working for themselves only, and entirely forgoing her original status as a very philanthropic spirit. Accusing money herself is victim blaming, technically. I mean, you can't blame money for her abuse any more than you can blame the poppy flower for the opioid epidemic, can you? Thank you for joining me and listening. This is obviously not the end of the story, so stay tuned for more. Next time, we'll dig into the dirt for a new nugget and possibly clear some rocks from the road. Don't forget to like, follow, or subscribe, and check out nomadicnika.com for more. I am your host and awareness coach, Nika, and I hope I see you next time. You can also find me on Instagram at nomadic.nika if you're interested in seeing photos from trips, some of my favorite quotes, and some poetry that I've written myself, possibly another source for some extra potential nuggets.